From Washington, this is VOA News. Muslim rebels cited for attacks in the Central African Republic. Airstrikes reported at Mosul Dam in Iraq. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. In the Central African Republic, witnesses are reporting a series of raids on northern villages in the past week are the work of ex-Seleka fighters. At least 34 people have been killed in the past week. Officials and witnesses say suspected Muslim rebels were responsible. The witnesses say some of the attackers threatened to raid more villages before United Nations peacekeeping forces deployed to the CAR in mid-September. The French news agency says some villagers were shot at point-blank range, while others were hanged, tortured, or beaten to death in the recent attacks. The latest reports of military activity in Iraq. An airstrike operation to retake Mosul Dam from Islamist militants has begun. Locals, including a Kurdish official, told Western reporters the airstrikes began on Saturday, but it is unclear whether the U.S. or the Iraqi military is responsible for them. Militants from the Islamic State group have controlled the dam since early August. On Friday, U.S. military officials said drone strikes against Islamic State insurgents have destroyed two armed vehicles south of the Iraqi town of Sinjar. The European Union Friday agreed to support individual EU member decisions to supply arms to Iraqi Kurds who are battling Islamic State militants. Also Friday, the United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution to impose sanctions on the spokesman for the Islamic State group and five other men for recruiting or financing Islamic fighters in Iraq and Syria. British Ambassador Mark Lyall Grant, whose delegation drafted the text, said the new measures target those financing, arming, or recruiting for the militants.
This resolution does four things. It sends a strong and clear political message to the terrorists and those who support them. Secondly, it focuses on important practical measures, choking off recruitment, and in particular, the supply of foreign fighters. And thirdly, it tackles the funding and financing of these terrorist groups. And lastly, it applies sanctions to six individual terrorists and their key financial backers.
More on this story at voanews.com. In Britain, police report one man is dead, at least 19 people hospitalized for dehydration and hypothermia after being found inside a shipping container at a port east of London. Investigators say a total of 35 people, including women and children, were inside the container found at a dock in Essex. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it's trying to secure the release of five of its workers who've been kidnapped in Afghanistan. An ICRC spokesman says a local armed group kidnapped the workers on Friday in their western Herat province. Beginning next week, school attendance will be linked to welfare payments for parents in Aboriginal lands in South Australia. If parents don't send their children to school, they could lose state benefits. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has a report.
Ambitious targets have been set to bring Indigenous school attendance up to Australia's national average of around 90%. It will be a tough challenge. In some remote settlements, official figures show that almost 90% of Aboriginal children struggle to read and write. Barely half stay at school beyond the age of 15. In tribal areas in South Australia, jobless parents who don't send their children to school could now lose part of their welfare payments. Government officials believe the measures will force families to take education more seriously. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.
Pope Francis celebrated a huge open-air mass in the center of South Seoul, Korea, Saturday. The Pope was present to beatify 124 Korean martyrs who were killed in the 18th and 19th centuries for refusing to renounce Christianity. Beatification is the last step before sainthood in the Roman Catholic Church. The foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany are expected to meet Sunday to discuss tensions in Ukraine. The meeting is to take place in Berlin, Germany's capital. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier told Bild newspaper that he hopes the talks will help put an end to violence in eastern Ukraine and help provide residents of the war-torn region with humanitarian aid. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.